South Korea already claims the world's fastest internet connections, the fastest globally by far, but that is hardly good enough for the government here. By the end of 2012, South Korea intends to connect every home in the country to the internet at 1 gigabyte per second. That would be more than 200 times as fast as the average household setup in the United States. South Korean homes now have greater internet access than we do, President Obama said in his State of the Union address last month. Last week, Mr. Obama unveiled an $18 billion broadband spending program. While Americans are clip-clopping along, trailing even Romania in terms of internet speed, the South Koreans are at full gallop. Koreans' average internet connections are far faster than even number 2, Hong Kong, and number 3, Japan. Hong Kong and Japan offer gigabyte service, while Australia has plans in the works for 2018. Chattanooga, Tennessee, has started a citywide gigabyte service, reportedly at a staggering $350 a month. South Koreans currently pay an average of $38 a month for connections of 100 megabits a second, while Americans pay an average of $46 for service that is much slower. South Korea's 1 gigabyte service is expected to be much less than the $70 a month charged for gigabyte rates in Japan. Even as South Korea aims for greater, faster connectivity, internet addiction is already a worrisome social issue here. Deprogramming camps have sprung up to help net-addicted youngsters. One South Korean couple arrested last year became so immersed in a role-playing game at an internet cafe that their 3-month-old daughter starved to death, even as they fed and nurtured a virtual online daughter named Anima.